We start a new Sefer of Chumash, and yet we're a couple of weeks away until we can have formal mitzvos in the Sefer HaChinuch. We're back to being creative as best as possible. The Pesukim describe, as we talk about Shiva Mitzrayim, that the Egyptians worked the Jewish people with Avodas Perech. Avodas Perech is a term typically in school translated as hard work, backbreaking work, really, really bad stuff. But actually, the halachic definition of Avodas Perech will give us an insight into what it means, what exactly the Maskil B'Gnus, the Messiah B'Shevach, on Pesach. It's very important to highlight the details of what the torture of the Egyptians was. Avodas Perech does not necessarily mean hard work or difficult work by itself. To figure out the definition of Avodas Perech, we look at the end of Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Behar to Mitzvos 344 and 346. 344 is a mitzvah. One is not allowed to work a Jewish slave. Avodas Eved. You can't work an Eved. Avodas Eved. What are you supposed to give him? Okay. 346 is not to give an Eved Ivri. Avodas Perech. There it is again. Great. A clue for us to figure out what in the world is Avodas Perech. The Sefer HaChinuch there, Mitzvos 344 and 346 explains. He quotes in the Sefer, the Torah Skahadim. 344, Avodas Eved means demeaning work. Yes, the person may be your Eved, maybe your Shivcha. They're supposed to work for you, but don't demean them. Don't give them things that are beneath them, that are disgusting. The person, the Sifra's examples are to have them carry around your underwear to the bathhouse, a towel that's not appropriate, or to have them carry around a chair, follow you all day with a chair in case you ever get tired, while they can give you a chair at any moment. That's degrading. That's despicable. The person has to give some level of kavod to the Eved. An Eved, even the Eved who's beneath them, you have to give kavod, not to give him avodas Eved. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes in the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Chaf that you have to treat an Eved with the same standard as yourself. If you're eating chicken for dinner, you can't give them spinach leaves. Ew. I mean, yum, but not chicken, right? You can't do that. You have to give them the same quality that you're having. If you're having a comfortable bed, you can't give them an air mattress, which are also nice, but not like a regular bed. You can't give them a lower standard than you give yourself. And in fact, there in Kiddushin Daf Chaf, the Gemara has an expression, Kolakona Eved Ivri Kikona Adon Liatzmo. When a person purchases an Eved Ivri, it's like buying a master, because you have to treat the person very, very well. And Tosfos there in Kiddushin Daf Chaf, quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that if you only have one pillow, you have to give it to the Eved. You can't be on a pillow when the Eved doesn't have a pillow. In a sense, you have to be respectful. Yes, they work for you. They wash your dishes. They clean the floors. Maybe they get paid. Maybe they're paying back an old debt. But you have to make sure not to disrespect them. Don't give them Avodas Eved. 346, Avodas Perech. What does that mean? Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Sifra. Two definitions. What is the evils of Avodas Perech, which a taskmaster cannot give to the Eved? Number one is work that has no kitzvah, has no end, has no clearly defined boundaries or borders. The master says, just keep raking this field till I get home. That's a psychological torture for the Eved. They're just working and working. Is it going to be a 5-minute job, a 30-minute job, a 6-hour job, a 12-hour job? They're not clear. The definitions of the task are not clearly defined. That's not fair for an Eved to have to work without knowing how long they're working, what the task has an end in sight. It's not fair. And secondly, says the Sifra, Avodas Perech means work that has no tachlis, no necessary function for the master. Master says, go heat up a cup of water for me. He's not even thirsty. He just wants the person to keep busy. Just keep the person busy. Keep the person busy. That's Avodas Perech, work that has no clear tachlis, no clear end, no clear purpose, not necessary at all. So the idea is, if you look at the Egyptians, that's exactly what they gave us. That's what they did. The whole purpose of enslaving us had nothing to do with actually building pyramids, wrong time period, had nothing to do with being productive. According to Chazal, they built cities on top of quicksand. Well, that's useless. What's that all about? At the end of the parsha, Paro's bothered by, oh, they're so free, they're thinking about escaping, they're thinking about leaving, I'll double the workload. So what does he do? Keeps the quota the same and makes them work twice as hard with no extra productivity. What is he, a fool? Just double the quota and get double the work. But that's not Paro's plan. Havan es chakmala, he tells his people. He doesn't care about building pyramids or sphinxes or monuments to himself. What Paro wants to do is to degrade them, to keep them busy, to keep the people too busy to realize maybe they outnumber the Egyptians. Maybe they're pretty smart. Maybe they're able to join forces with an ally and take over the land or escape. Paro doesn't want that. So what does he say? Avodas Perech, Avodas Eved. Keep them demeaned, keep them degraded. According to the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Aleph, Paro had men doing women's work and women doing men's work. Well, that's not productive. People having tasks that they're not trained for or not suited for, who's that going to help? Not him. But it breaks them. It's a psychological torture of having them busy, having them distracted, having them frustrated, having them demeaned, having them degraded. That's what Paro did to us. Maskel b'gnos, to understand what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes to save us from. It's not just about backbreaking labor. Avodas Perech, Avodas Eved means specifically the psychological torture of demeaning work, of despicable work, of useless work, of undefined work, just work and work and there's no end in sight. A terrible, terrible thing. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes two ideas. One very obvious and one a little more nuanced. Most obviously, what's the problem with working your Avodim like this? Avodas Eved, Avodas Perech. Most obviously, B'nan L'chavero. Who do you think you are to mistreat someone, to treat them so disgustingly, so despicably? Okay, B'nan L'chavero, it's not nice to treat someone so cruelly. But then he quotes another more sophisticated idea on top of that. It's a matter in Adam L'makom, that a person shouldn't be so arrogant to think, look at me in a position of power. Look at me, I have the right to abuse this person because I'm so privileged, I'm so successful, and there's the Nebuch. Person has to realize wealth is a cycle. You're wealthy now, but what happens if tomorrow the stocks fall and you lose all your money? Or you or your kids or your grandkids, wealth is a cycle. Maybe he's decrepit now and you're all built up and put together, but how long is that going to last for? A person who mistreats an Eved is showing a lack of understanding, of appreciation, of wealth, and how the ability of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to change the cycle. And not necessarily those who are wealthy now or those who are in power now are going to stay in power. Which is exactly the entire message of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all up and down. First Yosef and the Jews are on top of the world, and then Yosef dies, generation dies, and then they start to go down and Paro rises up, the king of the world. And then with Makos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows, you're not king of the world. You also can go back. They're Avodim now, but maybe they can take over. And then they're going to have their own Avodim one day. It's important for us not to forget. You used to be slaves. It's all a cycle. Important for us to remember. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't simply about getting us out. Otherwise, it would be first plague, darkness, everybody out. It was a test in Emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the world. To have a slave, to mistreat a slave, is a lack of Emunah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and an awareness of what it is, who runs the world, and what it means to have wealth, what it means to have power. The Sefer HaChinuch says it's important for us, whether it's officially slavery or just workers that we have, people, employees in our company, people helping out in the house, babysitters, any person who's working for us. It's important to be sensitive, to recognize that we're not in a position of power and that we have to be sensitive to someone else, to give them clearly defined jobs and tasks, not to abuse them, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly in charge at all times.